You're listening to KWMR, Community Radio for West Marin. I'm Lyons Filmer, doing a special show this morning, bringing on Wallace J. Nichols, author of Blue Mind. Jay, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in Portland, Oregon, calling in.
Ah, nice place. Nice place. The photo of you on the Point Reyes Books website has you in water up to your neck. So my instinctive question is, are you in water right now?
I am not in water, although there's a glass of water right here in front of me, and I was just down by the river. So
excellent.
Do my best to stay near it as much as possible if I'm not in it.
Blue Mind. Talk about the book. What's the concept? There's some surprising science, but positive effects of water.
Right. You know, when we talk about the future of our waterways and our oceans, and especially highlighted with the drought we're dealing with in California and the ocean crisis, which the news of which keeps coming steadily our way, the conversation usually revolves around the economic benefits of having water, and the jobs that stand to be lost, and then the biodiversity that is being lost. But we often forget to include the cognitive, emotional, psychological, social, and even spiritual benefits that we all enjoy throughout our lives from wild, healthy waterways. And that's really what Blue Mind is all about, is talking about that, describing those in the best available science, and then going deeper into that conversation. And I guess the overall goal is to broaden our arguments, broaden our case for why we should be protecting and restoring our lakes, our rivers, our creeks, and our oceans. Beyond the typical arguments of jobs and biodiversity, which, by the way, are very important.
Yes, of course.
Arguments to make, not downplaying them at all, just adding some tools to the toolbox, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get the information, or who is doing the science that exists so far? These are quite recent things for our human species, if you will, studying the brain, neuroscience, the whole field of evolutionary psychology is quite new, relatively speaking. Where did you find the people who are doing this research or work?
Some of the best research going on right now is happening at the University of Exeter Medical School. If you poke around online and look for the work of Matthew White, look up Blue Space. That's how they refer to the watery parts of our world. There's been a lot of work on so-called green space, which are the plant-covered portions of our world, and how green space is good for our brains, good for our cognition, good for our emotions. But there's been a lot less on blue space, water.
Did you say University of Exeter?
Correct.
Is that England?
Okay. Yeah, University of Exeter Medical School.
Okay, Matthew White.
Matthew White.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And pretty easy to find. You'll just find all the publications that his team has put out. Now, that's not the only place working on these things. There's a new research center in Tulsa that's run by a guy named Justin Feinstein. He takes a very different approach. He goes, I guess you could say, to an extreme, and he's interested in what happens when people are in the water, floating in the dark with no sound. So you remove gravity, you remove sound, you remove visual input. What happens? And that's, I guess I would call that an extreme case of Blue Mind. Usually we don't experience that. Usually we experience a milder version of being in the water. We may be floating, it may be at night, we may be taking a bath, we may be just taking a walk on the beach. But he's looking at the extreme Blue Mind,
mm-hmm.
and just has some very preliminary research that he presented here in Portland this past weekend that is very promising. And he's finding that floating in water calming our minds by floating in water can be a very safe form of therapy for post-traumatic stress and other anxiety-related disorders. So very, very interesting. I think we all are experiencing some degree of anxiety disorder in this modern society we live in. Psychological stress comes in many forms, and there seem to be more forms of it around these days. So I think we can all self-medicate with some Blue Mind, go to the beach, take the break, step away from the screen, power it off, and get wet. And I think that's what his research suggests.
Well, that's certainly a T-shirt opportunity, get wet.
Yeah.
I'm Lyons Filmer, and you, dear listener, tuned to KWMR. I'm talking with Jay Nichols. He is a marine biologist and conservationist and author of Blue Mind. And Jay and two other fellows are going to be in conversation this Saturday, August 22nd. Being put on by Point Reyes Books. You can go to their website, ptreyesbooks.com, and look up the tickets. There's a reception to meet the author, that's Jay Nichols, at 6 o'clock, and that's one ticket. And then there's also at 7:30 the event where the three are going to be speaking together. Again, ptreyesbooks.com. Jay Nichols, tell us a bit about Jamal Yogis and James Nestor. These are, you dear listener, these are the folks who are going to be in conversation with Jay on Saturday evening.
Both Jamal and James have participated in our Blue Mind Summits, which are annual events where we bring neuroscientists together with water practitioners of various kinds. Jamal is the author of two great books. One's called The Fear Project, where he gets into the neuropsychology of fear and how he has conquered it as a surfer and waterman. And his first book was called Saltwater Buddha, which is kind of a personal memoir and meditation on his experience in and on the water. James wrote a book called Deep, which is all about freediving, and he was assigned to cover a freediving tournament in Greece and as a journalist, and was just completely blown away by what the men and women were doing, and then started literally going deeper into freediving, which is simply holding your breath and diving underwater. Sounds simple, but it's quite a sport. And he discovered a group of people who use freediving to study details of marine mammal behavior. And so rather than really pursuing the extreme aspect of the sport, he pursued the more moderate, recreational, and scientific aspect and applications of freediving. So both are people who love the water, and I think the three of us will have a great conversation about what happens to our bodies when we're near and on and even way under the water, and share our personal experiences and current research. So I've asked both of them to be prepared for a non-traditional approach. So rather than bringing their canned talks, their book talks, we're going to try to shake it up a little bit and get into some things that perhaps haven't been discussed in public before.
Ooh.
I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah.
Will you offer the audience a question and answer period at the end or even
Absolutely.
During?
Absolutely. I think our style will be very interactive and engaging, including questions and answers, but some other little bits that we're going to throw in to get the audience involved and even talking to each other about this very personal subject.
Well, again, that's this coming Saturday, August 22nd. The event, the three of you talking, is at 7:30 p.m. That's one ticket. It's at the Dance Palace, 5th and B Streets in Point Reyes Station. And earlier is at 6 o'clock is a gathering with some hearty hors d'oeuvres and things to drink to meet Jay Nichols. Will Jamal James be there with you at the 6 o'clock event?
Yes, they will. So it'll be the three of us
right
there having a little more casual conversation before we do the book talks.
And this evening is being presented by Point Reyes Books, and it's a benefit for Turtle Island Restoration Network. Jay Nichols, do you have a relationship with Turtle Island Restoration Network?
I'm originally worked for 20 years as a sea turtle biologist and conservationist, and I've known the work of their sea turtle project at Turtle Island, and now a board member.
Uh-huh.
I've been an advisor for many years. So given the opportunity to have an event and also have it benefit the good work of Turtle Island Restoration Network, of course, we jumped at that opportunity, and hopefully we'll expand the conversation about why protecting salmon and turtles and sharks is important for our brains. I think that's there's an argument to be made that going and releasing a baby sea turtle is good for your brain. I know it's good for my brain and my kids. So those are some of the dots we hope to connect.
Jay Nichols, what is your weekly, daily life as a marine biologist? What does a day for you look like?
Well, every day is a bit different. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like what I do so much. There's a lot of unexpected aspects to this work. There's a lot of writing. I like to get my hands and head around the seemingly impossible situations. Sometimes a desperate situation. So I get the call sometimes for help when things seem to be impossible to fix. I like those kinds of problem-solving opportunities, whether it's in Indonesia or Mexico or in our own backyard. And so I guess by being identified as someone who likes that, each day is a bit different, and you never really know what's going to kind of come over the wall onto your desk. But there's a lot of writing with the book being out this past year. A lot of speaking.
Yes.
From auditoriums full of engineers to neighborhood bookstores, classrooms, universities. Really just trying to expand this conversation in every direction, in every new direction possible, broaden the choir, so to speak, and
yes,
bring more people into the blue movement.
It sounds like we're losing phone connection. You've gotten muddy.
Oh. Oh, no.
Come back, Jay Nichols. Well, it's time for us to wrap here, and you've got things to get onto in Portland, Oregon, I'm sure. You, dear listener, again, check out Point Reyes Books website, ptreyesbooks.com, for two related events this Saturday, August 22nd, 6 p.m., meet and greet with the three who will be talking at 7:30. That's Wallace J. Nichols, Jamal Yogis, and James Nestor. It sounds like it's going to be quite a wonderful conversation this Saturday, the 22nd. Maybe some bowls of water could be laid out around the room. Jay Nichols, thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing everybody in Point Reyes.
Yes, indeed. Take care.
All right.
Again, that's an event this Saturday, August 22nd, presented by Point Reyes Books as a benefit for Turtle Island Restoration Network. Check out the Point Reyes Books website, ptreyesbooks.com. I'm Lyons Filmer. Thanks for joining me. It's KWMR, community radio for West Marin.